I'm with our goalkeeper and captain Steve Phillips, who's just come back from a bit of a tour over to the Philippines.
Thailand.
Got it right, Martin.
Yeah.
And you played for England Veterans.
That's
Is
it.
That the correct name?
That's it. It's all about England seniors or veterans.
And you were captain?
I was captain, yeah. So it was a tour for the World Cup. It was a World Cup for the seniors of, there was 8 different countries. It was England, Scotland, Thailand, Taiwan, Iran, USA, Australia and New Zealand.
Wow.
So we played, we were out there for 2 weeks. We played a warm-up game and then 5 games in 6 days in about 40 degrees of heat. Anything between 38 and 57 was our age group in our particular team.
Were they all 45-minute matches, halves?
They were 40 minutes each way.
Right, okay.
And you have to play 3 over 50s, 4 between 44 and 50, 3 between 38 and 44, and the goalie can be at any age.
Right.
So you're talking quite a workload for people that are getting on in their footballing lives, let's say.
So how did you get selected?
It was because of Barry Hales, actually. I was playing at Bath last season, because I went last year, and we managed to win it last year and this year. And Barry Hales, who obviously I know, who's played for Bristol Rovers and Fulham alike, knew that I was still playing at a decent level. And they were after, obviously, the best players they can get that are over the age of 38 that are not pro still, because obviously if you're a pro, the club you're playing for wouldn't let you go and play.
Right.
For, you know, injury or whatever. So that was how it came about. I got the opportunity the year before where the tournament was in Chiang Mai, and it was amazing from start to finish, topped off by winning the tournament. Players that we had, really good players last year, that Barry Hales, no real massive stars like Dwight York or, you know, or Andy Cole or anyone like that, but a real nucleus of really, really good Football League players.
Yeah.
Barry played in the Premier League, Andy Hessen-Tyler. This year we had Rob Edwards, Lewis Carey, Alex Russell, Jamie Cureton, Lee Trundle, you know, just to mention a few. And we won it at a canter really this year. And Iran are really strong. They had 4 or 5 players that played in the World Cup in 2006 in their squad.
Wow.
The tournament has got good quality. And for me, it's not publicised enough, because at the end of the day, you are playing for the England team and you're wearing the shirt with the 3 lines on it. And it's quite, you know, to play in it is really prestigious. And it's something that I look forward to if I'm selected again next year to try and retain it for a third time. You know, it would be amazing. So the trip is quite tiresome. There's a lot of travelling. But when you're there and the camaraderie starts between the boys and the training and the games come round thick and fast, and just the cultural change of being in England to Thailand is something really special. And we embrace that, and we go to schools. We on our day off, we go to a school. They've taught their kids to sing the national anthem in English.
Wow.
Which is really tough.
So they really embrace the whole thing.
So the whole tournament has been going for 12 years. They do it every year. It changes destination in Thailand, and it's all because of when the tsunami hit. They wanted to get the tourism and get people back to Thailand, because it was such a devastating thing to happen to the country, that they set this up to try and, you know, get all these countries back in, and so people talk about the place and the publicity, and people do get behind it. But when we're back in England, you get the bits of press around Bristol, because there was a lot of Bristolians there and people that play for Bristol Rovers and Bristol City, and there's a lot going on up where the different ex-pros are playing, and up in Harrogate where a lot of them play in the Vets Leagues up in Harrogate, but not a lot in the build-up. And it's a shame really, because it should be a decent thing for people to get into, because all the games are streamed live over the internet. Next year we're on about bringing our own guy from Summer Valley Radio to commentate on the games, so they'd be live commentary on our games, and another guy that might be able to stream them as well. So we're trying to make it just a bit bigger.
Right, sounds brilliant. You had an absolute ball,
yeah,
I reckon.
It's brilliant. And to top it off, when I get back, I have half a day in England, and I'll go away with the kids and the missus for 2 weeks. So
oh, lovely.
We have a good June, and then for 11 months of the year, I work myself to the bone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you said just before we started the interview, you got a goalkeeping coaching.
Yeah,
thing
I do.
That you
I got a few, I got a few jobs. I worked for a friend of mine who owns a massive flower business in Bristol. He used to be the Portland Rovers manager when they got to the first round of the FA Cup, Andy Jones. So I drive his van 3 nights a week. I do a bit of coaching down at Yeovil 3 days a week, and I run my own goalkeeping school on Monday at Somerville School between 5:30 and 7:30. So it's really successful. There's too many kids, if I dare say it, but everybody's loves it. They're improving massively, and there is spaces available if anyone would like their child to come and get some proper coaching, let's say.
Yeah, sure.
Without being big-headed. And obviously ties with Yeovil, Bristol Rovers and Bristol City, if any of them warrant a trial or a little step up and have a little go at that. So if anyone wants to get in contact with that, my email is justkeepers@hotmail.co.uk.
Brilliant. And just finish off, you're going to be our club captain.
I am.
For the coming
really
season
looking,
here at Mangotsfield.
Really looking forward to it. I had a couple of offers in the summer, but it was never in doubt that I was going to go anywhere else at my age. I want to enjoy what I'm doing. And I really enjoyed my loan time at the club last year. And to be named club captain is really pleasing. I think I've got a lot to offer with the armband on in advice and trying to get the boys motivated and looking forward to get started.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much for that. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I'll get this on the website, and you'll also probably have a little article in the programme as well.
Brilliant.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks very much.